Welcome, and have a seat by the campfire where it's warm. Because in just a few seconds, I'm going to take you to a much colder and darker place. A place where vampire children have been seen. Where you can play cards with the devil. A place where a mysterious woman can be seen, only to disappear once you get close to her. These things, and many more, can be found. The Haunted Glam Castle. Welcome to Origin Mysteries. Located in the heart of Angus, Scotland, covering over 14,000 acres, with multiple parks and farms, Glam Castle is an amazing place to visit. Many towers cover the castle, each 23 feet long and 13 feet high. The walls of the castle are over 3 inches thick and make the perfect home for royalty. The castle is covered in beautiful brown stone and is almost intimidating when you get to its gates. Once home to Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, wife of King George VI, and also their second daughter, Princess Margaret, was born inside the castle walls. Given to Sir John Leon by King Robert II, in 1376, the castle and its grounds continue to be owned by that same family, even to this day. Most things that are old hold some type of past, and since the castle was built in 1376, there are plenty of events that have happened there. Mostly happy memories of the Queen Mother and her daughter Margaret living on the grounds. But this place also has a very dark past. Many deaths have happened here, starting with the death of King Malcolm II in 1034, who was killed defending himself from bandits. Next comes Janet Douglas, who not only was accused of treason, but also murder. Unhappy with her marriage, one day, Janet decided to have John Leon VI poisoned. She was successful, and was soon accused of witchcraft as well. She was burned at the stake on July 17, 1537. Lastly, the castle was used as a military hospital in the First World War. Many people died during their stays due to the lack of medical care. With so many dark things happening in the areas in and outside the castle, it shouldn't surprise you that many of the dark things that happen left their marks. The Grey Lady, better known as Janet Douglas, is probably one of the most famous ghosts that walk the halls of the castle. According to locals, she can be seen running up and down the castle tower stairs, leaving a trail of ash in her wake. Strange loud voices, dice, clanking glasses, and loud swearing can be heard in the last place Earl Bertie was seen inside the castle. According to reports, he got really drunk one night and demanded someone play cards with him, and if no one would, he would play with the devil himself. Afraid, no one took up the offer. That is, until a mysterious hooded man dressed in all black showed up one night and offered to play him. That would be the last time he was ever seen again. Locals believe the hooded man was actually the devil who came to take up his offer. And once he won the game, he then forced Earl to play cards in that very room for eternity. The ghost of a mistreated servant boy has also reportedly been seen, still sitting in a chair near the door to the queen's bedroom. Vampires are also said to walk the castle halls. Locals say that there is one room inside that has no windows, and that there vampires live and are born. Legend has it that every generation of family, a vampire child is born and forced to live inside this room. Guests once hung towels in every room in a bid to find the bricked up room. They walked outside to have a look and were shocked to see several windows or towerless. Another woman could sometimes be seen inside one of the castle windows at night, only to disappear when you get closer. Outside the castle walls is also very active with ghost activity. While taking a walk in the park, don't be surprised if you see a lady taking a late night stroll. And as you get closer, the woman then shows you something terrifying. Her face is badly wounded, and she is missing her tongue. Next, I'm going to tell you the story of the Tombstone Terror. Alan and Matt were ghost hunters. They would visit old cemeteries and see if they could stir up a spirit from an old tombstone. They set up their recorder on a particularly large and ornate headstone and prepared to begin. They were afraid to shine their flashlights on the stone to see the name engraved, as trespassing in the cemetery at night was illegal. They had crawled over the fence at the rear of the cemetery to avoid the caretaker. Matt flipped the on button on the recorder and said aloud, "We would like to speak to whoever lies beneath this stone." In response, all they heard was a scratching noise that seemed to come from behind the tombstone. With a calm voice, Alan said, "Please, tell us your name." Again, the only response was a scratching noise. So Matt said, "We only wish to speak with you. Please, show yourself." Suddenly, both men felt like the air turned cold, and a tall, dark shadow rose from behind the tombstone. The shadow moved to engulf them. Alan and Matt had many encounters with spirits, and were not afraid. Too late, they both realized the apparition meant them harm. The shadow swept down, engulfing them, and pulled them into the ground beneath the tombstone. The next morning, the caretaker of the cemetery found the recorder on the ground by the tombstone. He turned it on, and after each question, he heard the following response. "Yes, I am here. My name is never spoken by the living. If I show myself, it will be the last thing you ever see. I got both of you." The caretaker quietly picked up the recorder, knowing he had the only evidence that someone had been in the cemetery and by that tombstone. He went to his tool shed and tossed the recorder into the pile with many others. This is Origin Mysteries. Experience the mysterious. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm really interested in what you think about this episode, so please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does make a difference. Also, reach out to me via Instagram at Origin Mysteries. Lastly, thanks again for subscribing and listening. We'll see you next time.